The three-day American Indian Science and Engineering Society, or ACES, convention drew about 2,000 people to Anchorage this week. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Geological engineer Dr. Dorothy Pender of Fairbanks is co-chair of the local coordinating committee. She says the event brings together Native Americans in all science, technology, engineering, and math fields, from forestry, medicine, and research to mathematics and computer science. Pender says the conference includes sessions for students, educators, and professionals on topics such as wind turbine farms, frozen ground engineering, jobs, grants for scientific research, and more.
There's some fun presentations like building an egg vehicle, how you would transport an egg from one place to another without breaking it. There's a session on Alaska Native games and what the history and purpose were for those. So some of it is serious science and some of it is cultural stuff to welcome people to Alaska and give them a flavor of what Alaska is about.
ACES board member James May of the United Catawba Band of Cherokee of Oklahoma is founder of the California State University Monterey campus. He says the ACES convention can change lives.
This is changing things around because getting kids really interested in science and technology and doing something to change their whole lifestyles, and it's doing a wonderful thing.
Some Alaska Natives have embraced careers in science and technology. This year, ACES gave three of its four annual professional awards to Alaska Natives. One went to Jeff Kniviak, Point Hope Inupiat, and President and CEO of Arctic Slope Regional Corporation Energy Services. ACES says he skillfully balances oil development and environmental concerns of his own culture, which depends on whaling. Linda Benson Kusumoto, a Simpson from Metlakatla, was recognized for her work as a business portfolio manager in space and naval warfare systems at the Navy's Pacific Center, where she oversees a $60 million budget and 32 Department of Defense information systems. And Christopher Scott Nordahl, an Aleut who works as a senior principal engineer for Raytheon Integrated Defense Systems, was honored for putting his PhD in ceramic science to work in nanotechnology research and development. The American Indian Science and Engineering Society convention continues in Anchorage through Saturday. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.